This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am mindful about the cost of not taking the necessary action when I need to. So we're all familiar with those situations that are so bad, we wish that they would just go away. And when they don't, we have a choice. We can either take action or continue to hope that things will get better on their own. And I'm all too familiar with these types of decisions because if we fail to make them, it usually means the stakes are really high. And I think that's what Eli in 1 Samuel was feeling. Eli is a really good man, but he had one pain point that he refused to address. He refused to risk disciplining his sons to the extent that they really needed it. And I liken it to a ball rolling down the hill that ultimately gained speed. Eli's son's actions over time became more and more dishonorable, but Eli refused to heed God's warnings. Things escalated to the point where he could not clean up their mess, and God did. Now, as a consequence to Eli, his vision was passed on to another. I can relate to Eli because I have been Eli, and I have learned that not taking action when I should have cast a shadow on my authenticity. The words that I understand more now are, "But the one who perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, will be blessed in his doing." James 1:25. Tomorrow, let's talk about embracing divine lessons. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And so today, even when the stakes are high, let's not let that ball gain speed.